Good evening. May I have your cloak and invitation? Thank you very much. I see you're wearing a green ribbon tonight. How exciting. I'm sure you'll find the right fit in no time. Now, just a reminder of the rules for you. Your ribbon is a signifier of your chosen experience this evening. They align with the kinks that you've chosen to partake in for the evening, so if someone approaches you and mentions your ribbon, they share your delightful deviances. As always, you can stop your experience at any time, and your partner or partners will stop immediately. There are private rooms available throughout the villa, along with a few public viewing rooms for those who enjoy putting on a show. Are you ready to enter the ballroom? Wonderful. Head down this hallway, follow the music. The entrance is on the right, just through those curtains. Have a lovely evening, darling. Do enjoy your time tonight.
What's this? You're the one wearing the ribbon. I thought you're supposed to be the one who's approached, though. Am I wrong? I suppose so. So then, why have you come to me? My, how forward of you. No, it's nothing. It's just that. Of everyone here, of everyone you could have chosen, and you land on me. Apologies. I just find little decisions like that so... fascinating. Me. Well, no. Actually, it's my first time at one of these sordid affairs. The Hawk has implored me for years to attend, but I never considered it until now. I suppose, though, it's just for simple entertainment. Oh. Well... I was content on just observing the depravity of this feast and, well, soaking in the sin of it, but you've piqued my interest. So, here, I'll give you a chance. There are many here who would gladly ravish you the way you would want. After all, you can feel their gazes, can't you? Dancing with their partners, their gazes are still glued to you. My, you are spoiled for choice here, darling. Do you really wish to dance with me tonight? Very well. then bite. The contract is signed. No turning back now. Shall we dance? Yes. Well, the Hawk and I have been acquaintances for quite a while now. Once upon a time, I fulfilled a contract of hers. The conditions were of a certain nature, and I was more than willing to provide. After all, to have a being such as the Hawk in debt to you, well, nothing is worth that much. My. Aren't you just the most curious thing? You know, most don't ask questions. They simply stare in wanton lust, unaware of the journey ahead. But don't worry, it's a journey you're sure to never forget, so long as you live. And even after that, too. Oh, your heart is practically beating out of your chest, darling. What's wrong? Did I excite you too much? Oh, everyone is staring. Why, yeah. Yes, I suppose they are. Tell me, do you feel it? How they all reek of desire. Don't you notice it at all? Can you feel their wants and needs? How the two raccoon boys wish to bound you and leave little marks of pain as trophies upon your body. How they wish to share you and break you. How about the crow finds his thirst even greater the longer he stares? The prey he's currently courting is nothing compared to what you would taste like, after all. Oh. And that one. The badger's innocence melts away at the sight of you. I can see it. Oh, how deliciously depraved that one is. Ah, and look, another. The wolf's instincts are screaming, howling in feral, animalistic fervor to make you a messy, fucked out little pet. Each and every one of them, even our host, the Hawk, wants your moans to fill their ears. Your body feels hot now, does it not? Your heart. It's beating ever faster. Do enjoy this feeling. Did I drug you? Oh no. You see, the apple. Well, the apple just lets you see the world just as I do. Now, look at me. I see the world as it truly is, laid bare in all its horror and sin. It's nice to meet you, darling. What am I? Oh, you can't tell by the mask. I'm the snake. And this? These strings? Ah. I suppose you can see it now. This puppet of mine. Well, in order to attend the Hawk's Masquerade, I needed a puppet. My kind isn't allowed to walk amongst you. Am I gonna kill you? No, sweet darling. That's not in the cards today. I won't kill you. But you will hurt. And you will enjoy it. Everyone has already left to enjoy each other. Oh, they're feasting upon each other's flesh as we speak. Shall we do the same? Oh, you're terrified. How cute. Why don't you find us a spot then, dear? Run. The hawk thinks it funny to make me a serpent. Very well. I'll play the part. You run so fast, like you truly want to escape, but I can see it clear as day. You want to be caught, don't you? This manor is a maze. Think you can find the exit? Or are you just simply searching for the appropriate setting for our tryst? Your heart beats faster, mortal. Your fear is delicious, I can tell. Your pain, it'll taste divine. An exit. Run, as fast as you can. You're almost there, just a little more. Oops. What a beautiful garden the hawk keeps. But there seems to be something lurking in the... Ha 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 This isn't good. You've been bitten. The venom has left you paralyzed. No escape. No hope. Only the inevitable. You're trapped. No sense in panicking now. Oh, mortals, humans, you do tend to thrash around quite a bit, even in the most perilous of situations. Most creatures, once they realize they're in the maw of the beast, simply give up, go limp. After all, I struggle when it's pointless. So, with that being said, there's no need to be afraid anymore, darling. You're mine. Oh, don't worry about my friends. They won't bite you again. I just need you secure, safe. Do you feel them slithering around your arms and legs? This one tightening upon your neck. Slow your breathing. This will just tingle for a second. There we go. Look, no need to be afraid. Now they're pretty little chains. I'm gonna enjoy this. While this dress is pretty, I'd rather see it in tatters. Exquisite. All mine. But now, the question is, what do I take first? I think I'd rather your head be dangling for this. Perfect. With this position, I can fuck your mouth and wrap my hand around your throat. Oh, deep breath. So pretty. Tasting mortals will never get old. Oh, would you look at that? Despite what you're thinking, your body accepts me. It knows its place. My cock fills your fucking throat. Slips right in. It's perfect. Don't worry. Oh, I won't let you suffocate or anything like that. Oh, I know how to perfectly fuck this. Oh, well, for us both to get what we want. Exquisite. It's been too long. Been way too long. Eating a mortal of this caliber. Having my cock. Or down her throat like this. I'm truly a lucky demon. You chose this. I gave you every opportunity to get away. But know that because of your choices, because of your mortal freedoms, you've landed yourself here. On this altar, in this garden. Mouth full of cock from a demon. With your throat about to be flooded with cum. These were your choices. Your foolish desires. Your ribbon denotes what you want. And you chose right. I'll give you what you want. I'll give you what you need. And what you need is to be broken. So completely that you never forget the shape of my cock. Your throat will never forget it. For years. For decades. For as long as you live. Every time you think about this night, you will become thirsty with want and need and desire, but there will be nothing there for you. You get me for this night and this night only. But not to worry. I'll be watching. I'll be watching as you consume every man in a desperate attempt to fulfill the void that I've caused. You struggle against your bindings. But I can read what's in your mind. You like it. You want more. You want what's next. Who knew a mortal woman's mouth could bring so much pleasure? Despite everything I've said, I'm very much tempted to keep you. And I haven't even had the main course. The way your body submits and gives in to my will is delicious. Your mind, it resists a bit. But your soul... I can tell it needs this to be ravaged, taken, and fucked by someone or something that'll let you be exactly what you are. Sinful whore. More depraved and filthy than the deepest pits of the underworld. Your desires are known to me when they can be fulfilled only by me. No, take it, mortal, your reward. Take my cum, a demon's cum flowing down this glorious mouth of yours. Take it. Oh. Look at you, tears running down your face, makeup completely ruined, and oh, look at that tongue, it's lashing around trying to do its job. Oh, yes, dear, its job. Your body has submitted, and your mouth is already thoroughly tamed. You want more, and I'll grant more to you until everything about you is broken completely. I wonder what they would think of you now. Would they stare in disgust or desire? Maybe a bit of both, huh? But something tells me either one would be okay with you. Yes, that's right. You're a depraved, filthy whore who gets turned on whether people look in disgust, despair, or need and want. Your admirers can't do this for you. After me, they'll pale in comparison. You're a needy whore. You need a demon from the pits of the hells to tame what even 10 men I bet couldn't. What does that entice you? The thought that even 10 measly mortal cocks can't satisfy this greedy body of yours? Even if they all work together? What a mess. You won't ever be pleased with that kind of sex. You made a deal with the devil. Now you'll be stuck like this, chasing a night that'll never repeat. So, let's make it a night to remember, shall we? I want you at your most depraved. Come on, open your mouth. Are you broken already? Can you not hear me, you dumb bitch? Open. I said, open. There we go. Good girl. Like that. My saliva makes you heat up, right? You feel that burning desire? Mortals can't resist it. Now, your pathetic human mind will obey me completely. Now, mortal, tell me what you want. Forward as always. Well then, let's see if I get rid of these restraints. And you don't flee. Like I said, I've given you every opportunity to go ahead. If you want out, if you want to keep that precious sanity of yours, if you want to miss out on the pleasure that cost it, get up and walk away. The conflict in your mind. Oh, will you be an animal? Or will you be an intelligent creature who values their own life? I know the answer. And the answer is that. Wow. You don't flee. Instead, you spread your legs for me. Their pussies brimming with need. How cute. Such a beast. Now, you're in your truest state. A feral creature who hungers only for herself and her own pleasure. You are what all humans are at their core. A selfish animal. And all that is in your stupid fucking brain is that you want a demon to breed you till it's mush. Well, I have good news for you, darling. That won't take long. You're already halfway there. So, wish granted. This heat. Oh, you wish me to breed you like an animal. You wish me to pound into you. Oh, like the beast that you are. Oh, come on. Say it. Say it. Or are you too fucking stupid to talk now? Oh, it looks like you're too dumb to even speak. Oh, such cute moans. Such amazing and delicious. Oh, feral noises. You want to be a beast? Then I'll fuck you like you are one. Lift these legs. For the last night of your life. For the last night that you will be able to think like a human. Instead of whatever you'll become. I'll breed you nice and well, nice and deep. You'll be flooded with a demon's cum. That's all that you can think about, is it? Yes. Like I said, a mortal of this caliber, mine, I truly am lucky. I get to ruin you, and then I'll see you, watch you from a distance. You'll walk away from this. And every single man will leave you unsatisfied. Every single man you will fuck until they lose their minds. Until their dumb piles of flesh just pounding into you, unable to satisfy your urges, your needs. Because this is the standard you're used to. Me. And me alone. Your throat learned the shape of my cock. How I'll show you right now. You'll never, ever forget the shape with your fucking pussy. You'll eternally feel empty. You'll eternally feel a void. I can't wait to see your frustration. I can't wait to see your despair as nothing you ever do again will compare to this. You'll be unhappy, and so will they. And it'll create an infinite loop of despair and resentment, and you will never live as a human again. You will devote yourself to reliving this moment in your dreams, in your nightmares. You will think about me. You will think about everything I've done to you tonight, and you will regret it. But you will always find a way to one more. And finally, when finally you do pass over, and you do end up in the pits with me, then I'll grant you, then I'll grant you, a moment of my time again. Because your soul, that's mine from this moment on. It's mine. I'll beat you. I'll beat you. Fuck. Oh, she's passed out. That's horrible.
You seem to be having fun.
The hawk. I must admit, wonderful party.
Oh, please, Arax. Tonight I'm the owl. I'm glad you finally decided to attend.
Well, I needed a break. The situation back home is too tiresome for me.
Not one for politicking.
Like I said, too tiresome.
Oh, my. Do you need some new clothes?
No. Why? Do you want me to put some on?
That's not what I said.
Right. You know, I've always wondered.
As tempting as that is, no. I'd rather keep my sanity, thank you.
How smart. Oh, well. A shame. I suppose we'll never know.
Is that?
Ah, yes. I saw you and everyone else eyeing this one earlier.
Poor girl, she's...
ruined? Oh, she'll be fine. I've given her a night of pleasure she'll never hope to experience or recreate again.
Oh, how cruel of you.
You know, Owl, I like this side of you.
Well, I can't hide it in front of you, so what's the point?
I suppose so.
Will you be coming next time, then?
Well, if you can bid something more, perhaps I will. Missing you. Oh.
Where am I? Who are you? What is this? What's going on? I can't remember.
Come with me. Let's get you inside.
Oh, okay.
There's a girl in the garden. Fetch her, bathe her, and put her in one of the guest suites to rest. Hmm? Oh, this one? No need. I'll take care of him myself. Just fetch the girl.
Do you own this place?
You could say that. Come. Let's join the party, shall we?
Okay.